The lights of the third temple, part 104. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses South Africa, Pretoria, also international. Meaning international, we're not part of a denomination, organization, or whatever. All we mean international, the message of salvation is being spread internationally. And people are forming study groups throughout the world. It's not a church, not a denomination, it's not an organization. Should you require any information about the restoration of the original Sacrament Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that's been banned in the world, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 International for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Now, when I say it's banned in the world, you can't find it in no bookshop throughout the world. You can't find it. It's not in a bookshop. Or go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Go to part 1, start from the beginning. You have missed quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to this channel in order to receive the different notifications of the other studies that we also are busy with. Also, our TikTok messages. It's important to send a link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad. You are very welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We have it every morning. Short breakfast. Start the day. I trust that the study today will be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name. The name Yahushua. We will continue where we left off yesterday morning. We're still using the research material of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem. And they're still making the following statement. The Sanhedrin is needed today, that's because it is the Torah ordained and only authentic from the government for the Jewish people in their sovereign state. Have you heard what they say? The Sanhedrin, the 71, who hasn't studied in a certain direction or nothing, they just had to prove that they're from the Davidic bloodline, that's all. All other forms of government are foreign to the spirit of the nation and only lead to waste to the nation, to the human resources of the Jewish people, to corruption of the moral fiber of the nation, to disorder. Witnesses the present situation. The Sanhedrin is needed today to reunite, to what? To reunite the Hebrew nation, and lead it to the highest of glory for which it is destined. I never knew that the nation of Israel is separated. I never knew that. But these third temple theologists, they want to create a division in Israel. Israel A, Israel B, or Israel 1, Israel 2. The Israel people by democratic elections and government or laws, or otherwise Israel number 2, which is Orthodox Jews or think they are Orthodox Jews and want to live according to 613 laws of Moses and the third temple theology, which they couldn't live because that's why Yahushua gave his son. I just want to ask these temple Israel temple theologians, for what reason has Yahweh Almighty given his son Yahushua to die in vain? Just like that 2,000 years ago? For nothing? No, no. He died because the Old Testament has come to its fulfillment. Yahushua was the beginning of a new Testament. He became the testament maker of the New Testament. The old one is fulfilled. The Israel Torah Foundation aims to means. Listen to this. There's a couple of points here. To prepare the ground in Israel for the reestablishment of the Sanhedrin in our time. That is in the area of the sixth millennium. Now Monday I spoke about the sixth millennium. Can you remember? So they want to prepare the Sanhedrin as the government for Israel for the sixth millennium. To rise Torah consciousness through special education programs, seminars, and congress. And this is what's happening throughout the world today. To establish an information and research center, partly in conjunction with Bar Ilan University, where all relevant data and its applications will be computerized. So it's not just a small little movement. They want to make it massive. And this, like I said, I think it's Monday or Tuesday morning, I said that this idea of a third temple theology has even infiltrated people in South Africa's minds. I'm talking about Protestant people, Pentecostal people, which is not evangelicals. Charismatics. And they are contributing millions yearly to the rebuilding of a third temple. Because they can't even read their own Bible and understand what is written in our Afrikaans Bibles. And that's why I have more than 3,000 videos in Afrikaans on YouTube. Speaking to my people in Afrikaans for them to understand. A lot of people come to the revelation words. But you have these other traditionalists. They are blinded by traditional theology and lies like this, which has been placed on the internet, and the devil is using it to confuse people. Pastors, theologists, reverends, who's supposed to know? Priests, who's supposed to know? They haven't got a clue. We continue. To design teaching modules relevant to the Sanhedrin and the Jerusalem Temple for distribution of education institutions. You see, they're sidestepping everything that the nation of Israel is standing for in their democratic rights today. So they want to establish themselves without doing anything. Believing the Sanhedrin Council. Now, if I read my Bible right, in the Old Testament, I found that the Sanhedrin in the Old Testament was to handle the minor disputes that was there. It wasn't in the time of Rome. I found a lot of times that some of the cases which before the Roman Caesars was turned to the Sanhedrin to make a decision. Because it was minor. It was about land or family issues. It wasn't about making governmental laws and like these guys want to do and everything, jurisdictions and to revise negative influence undermining the national faith in Torah and the Jewish heritage. To expose and combat manifestations of anti-Semitism in all its insidious forms inside and outside Israel. You see what I'm talking about? To restore Torah, Jewish predictions as the base of the Israel legal system. Everything will be based. The legal system they want in Israel will have to be based upon the Sanhedrin's way of thinking and doing. A statement by the Temple Mount faithful group. The Temple Mount and Land of Israel faithful movement, leadership. Now there's a bit of information to listen to here. The founder and leader of the Temple Mount and Land of Israel faithful movement is Garrison Solomon. In his private life, Garrison was an expert researcher and lecturer in Middle East studies, specializing in the history of the national movement of the Kardashian people. He is an officer in the Israel Defense Force. Garrison is a 10th generation Jerusalemite. He is descended from Rabbi Avraham Solomon Zalman Zoroff, who settled in Jerusalem 1811. Rabbi Zoroff was the first Jewish pioneer in Jerusalem to start the redemption process of the people and the land by rebuilding the wasteland. He never sent out one of his sons to locate the 10 lost tribes. Listen what he says. He even sent out one of his sons to locate the 10 lost tribes to bring them back to Israel, the land of Israel. Well, of course, he knew the return of the 10 tribes was a condition for the redemption process. Rabbi Ruslev was assisted by Arabs, whom, although they couldn't stop this godly process. I can help him with the 10 lost nation, the 10 lost northern tribes. I can help him. I can tell him where to find them. He doesn't need to send his sons. I live in South Africa. I can tell him where they are. Contact me and I will tell you where they are. I was part of the 10 lost tribes of Israel, although I was a Gentile. Because the Bible says they became Gentiles. The 10 lost tribes, the northern tribes of Israel, became the Gentile nations. And that's why Yahushua changed, or Yahweh, our Elohim, the Father, changed the Son's ministry. The Son's ministry was to his people for 3 years, to Israel. 2 years, Yahushua ministered to Israel. And then Yahweh closed their eyes to see, not to see, and to hear, not to hear, in order to have the Gentiles saved first. And from that day up till today, 2024, Yahweh is still dealing, Yahweh Elohim, through Yahushua and the Ruach HaKodesh, is still dealing with the 10 lost northern tribes of Israel, who are the Gentiles. They don't even know who are the Gentiles. They will go and search for them. They are all over the world. They are Gentile nations. The Bible says that Yahushua says, the word says, he has no desire that we are circumcised by our flesh, but that we are renewed by our minds, our soul's dimensions. Not our hearts. My heart is only a pump that pushes blood through my veins, through my body, my soul's dimension. So the 10 northern tribes of Israel has become the Gentile nations. And that's why Apostle Paul took his whole life, basically, to evangelize the land of Greece and Italy, Rome. Why? Because that's where the 10 northern tribes of Israel was, or part of them. They were spread throughout the world. And that's why the coming of Yahushua hasn't occurred yet. The Parousia. Because Father Yaffa is still busy drawing from the 10 northern tribes of Israel. Who are the Gentiles? After coming to repentance and be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of our sins, we don't remain part of the 10 northern tribes, the lost tribes of Israel. We become the bride of Yahushua, who will rule with him forever and ever. Now we are kings, sons and priests of Yahweh. Today, 2024. While we are on earth here, we perform as kings, sons and priests. This is not our domain, the earth. No, we are not going to stay here. Instead, this earth is going to be brimstone, to be dissolved by brimstone and fire. That's what the Bible says, and that is the battle of Armageddon. We will be changed from mortal to immortality, and we will meet him in the air. So what happening? The gospel is still being preached to the 10 northern tribes of Israel. So this rabbi can send his sons to wherever he wants. Every place you will find a Gentile, it is part of the 10 northern tribes of Israel. Now you have something to think about. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.